Welcome. Warmest greetings and truest wishes to all my Wonder Women. Thank you for taking time for some self-care and joining me in another episode of the Mature Boho Christian. I am your life coach, Char, and I am so glad you found me. The sole purpose of this podcast is to help you think outside of the box and become curious about your options, possibilities, and different paths that you may not have yet considered. As a trained Christian life coach, RN, yogi, and my training in body, mind, and spirit coaching, I will walk with you through life's challenges and struggles in the different seasons of your life. I am passionate to help you explore strategies and set goals that will help you reach your true potential. Please check out my website at lifecoachchar121.com and become a Wonder Woman. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. In this episode of the Mature Boho Christian, we will explore why resilience is the R in grace. Let's dive in. Hi there. The first verse in Danny Gokey's song, Tell Your Heart to Beat Again, is a true testimony of life's tragedies. Listen. You're shattered, like you've never been before. The life you knew is in 1,000 pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these. When the world drives you to your knees, you think you're never gonna get back to the you used to be. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Resilience is a response to tragedy, crisis, or other life-altering changes that allow us to move on despite the loss. Showing resilience does not mean that a person is unaffected or uncaring about the unbearable loss in their life. Resilience is the human's heart's ability to suffer greatly and to grow from it. Bereaved mother, orphaned daughter, widowed wife, sweet soul. My belief is that grief encompasses more than just pain. I believe that over time, grief changes shape and comes to hold space at many different times, in many different situations, and with many different emotions. Some of these times are painful, like milestones or the anniversary of your loved one's death. But some of these shapes of grief may be comforting, like warm memories and the forever role that your loved one plays in your life daily. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. James 1:12. Faith is so crucial to our everyday functioning, yet faith can be fragile. Maybe you are someone or know someone who has lost their faith during a long, difficult period of suffering. Resilient faith is a quality of faith that's able to see us through trouble, temptation, and trials, and even come through stronger. In the Old Testament, Job demonstrated extraordinary resilience, and God honored him for it. After losing everything, Job was in great agony of soul and body, yet he refused to curse the Lord or give up. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing, Job 1:22. Later, when the suffering intensified, Job's wife counseled him to curse God and die. That's found in Job 2:9. But Job would not even consider such a thing. Despite his suffering, Job knew that God was in control. And that knowledge helped him remain resilient. Job was a rock star. Instead of giving in to defeat, his faith resulted in resiliency. Job displayed resilient faith. Resiliency is described as the ability to cope through stress and adversity, which he displayed as he rebounded back all the time towards God and in a somewhat previous state of quite normal functioning. He always kept his eyes on God. And resiliency is also described as a steeling effect, steeling, solid, secure, in where he stood in his faith. Sweet souls, resilience is a process that some have and others don't. So how do you find it? Second Corinthians 4:8-9. We are hard pressed in every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. The believer in Jesus Christ is upheld by God's power, and so is naturally resilient. Christians keep bouncing back. The key to resiliency is our faith in the Lord. Psalms 37:23-24. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. It's in the shelter of each other that people live. We can't go it alone. We need a balance of support. What I've learned, it takes a tribe to survive the never-ending waves of grief. My sadness is now a part of me, and my tribe has helped me to navigate the waves of grief. Unfortunately, many well-meaning people, including therapists, coaches, and even pastors, have no idea how to comfort someone unless they have experienced grief firsthand. Because this is what they don't teach you in the classroom. There is no beginning or end to grief. Grief is messy and chaotic. Grief is something the bereaved must embrace. Our grief is a stamp of our love. And where there is great love, there is great grief. It takes a tribe to survive grief. Together, we can build resistance and find strength and hope. Sweet soul, if you have a friend who is grieving, make it your new resolution to become their beacon of hope and light in the darkness. Go for a walk with them. Take their call in the middle of the night. Speak God's promises over them. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. When people refuse to give up on themselves in the world, they are resilient even after misfortune. Let's take a peek at Paul. Paul showed great resilience after his life-altering encounter with Jesus. When he was transformed from religious Pharisee to radical Christian, many were not happy with his message. He was beaten, stoned, criticized, jailed, and nearly killed many times. Paul's exceptional resilience was shown in Lystra in Asia Minor. He was stoned, dragged out of town, and left for dead. But when his enemies left, Paul simply got up and went back into the city. His missionary endeavors continued unabated. Paul was a rock star. Paul had resilient faith. Resilient faith enables us not to be discouraged from our mission, regardless of our trials. Acts 20:24 shows resilient faith. But none of these things move me. Neither do I esteem my life dear to myself, if only I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which was entrusted to me by the Lord Jesus, faithfully to attest to the good news of God's grace, His unmerited favor, His spiritual blessings, and His great mercy. Sweet soul, this isn't the end of your story. Remember we began with Danny Gokey's song? Let's end with it. Listen. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. So goodbye to where you've been and tell your heart to beat again. Thank you for sharing your precious space and spending time with me. I invite you to sign up for my free laser coaching session, Spring Into a Healthier You, at lifecoachshar121.com. Until next time, peace.